This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it for 1 hour every week right here on Podcast One. We are back. Please say hi to my assistant, Natalie.
Hello.
And my producer, Ray.
Hello.
How's the holidays going for you?
Great. I'm excited.
Good. Natalie, you?
Good. I love this season, so I'm happy.
I know. You listen to Christmas music all the time.
I do. I love it.
I know. You're one of the only people I know that has Christmas music on 24/7.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm that obnoxious person.
Do you work out to Christmas music?
No, I mean, I'm not that bad. But yeah, I know it's definitely on everywhere I go.
Well, I love it. And I love the holidays. I love being with the family. Terry's working like a banshee. We were conned out of $2 million. So he's restocking the coffers. We're going to keep giving you updates on that story as they unfold. I hope to have some more information for you on that very soon. In the meantime, I've been getting a lot of questions on my social media and on my website about our house because I've been posting pictures on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So recently, the big olive tree that I decided I wanted to put in the courtyard off the basement got flown in by crane. It was crazy. It was so cool watching it. You know, I watched them lift it up and fly it over the house and drop it down. And then we had to spin it to see exactly which direction it should face. And then they planted it. It was so exciting.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I was there and it was so cool to see. I mean, I didn't know. I obviously knew they were going to have a crane. But I mean, just to see it up in the air like that, it was a massive tree.
It's Did you huge. Think I was crazy when I first said I wanted to put a tree in there?
Yeah. I mean, you're really good at picturing things. So I could kind of picture it. But I mean, once it was in, it was like just mind-blowing.
It's spectacular, isn't
it? Yeah.
And the other big thing that went in was the etched glass, which if you watched Real Housewives of Orange County this year, you'll know that Terry and I got into a fight about this etched glass. So, you know, it's funny. So I wanted to put this etching of a tree on this big steel glass window, and it's across from our dining room. And I thought, you know, I don't want to put curtains on that window because it's so beautiful and I want the light to come in, but I want to be obscured from the neighbors. So I thought I'm going to do this tree etching. And I talked to my mom because we'd worked on the bottle of the Colette Champs together. And so I said, let's do this. I go, I'm thinking this tree. And I explained it to her and she drew it out. And if you watch the show, I showed it to Terry. Mm-hmm. Of course, what they didn't show was me saying, I love this. This is so special to me. I didn't expect him to be a mind reader. But anyway, when I gave it to him, he had a less than favorable response. And I have to say, when I watched that scene back, I hated watching it because I didn't like the way I looked either. And I think what I really thought about it, that Terry's knee-jerk reaction to anything about the house is negative.
Why is that?
Well, I think like when we walk through the house, he thinks, oh, I like that, I like that, I like that. But what comes out of his mouth is what he doesn't like. Mm-hmm. So my knee-jerk reaction to his negativity is defensive. Right. So he'll tell me he doesn't like something and I'll say, well, I love it.
Right.
And the truth is, I care what he says. And it's his house, too, and I want him to love it. So when he makes a comment, I think about it. I marinated on it. And he wasn't wrong about the tree. It was just that it was like the first comment was so negative. So I immediately got defensive. So that's something we clearly need to work on. But I did think about it, and I decided, because of the shape of the window, that the full tree, it left too much negative space on the glass, meaning too much of the glass would not have been etched. So you would have been able to see to the neighbors.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So Terry wanted it to be like you were seeing through the tree, like through the branches, more like my tree, but zoomed in.
Got it.
So I started thinking about that. And when I went and I sat down with Nolan, who etched the glass for us, we started talking about it and I explained it to him. I explained about my birds. I needed 4 birds, 1 for each child. Mm-hmm. And then I'm surprised he didn't think I was insane. I said, and then I need a little nest with 2 eggs because I have 2 frozen embryos.
I think that's so sweet.
And then there's a little bee for my grandma. And then really, really faintly in the tree, you could see a carved heart that says H and T.
Oh my God.
Maybe it says T and H. Does it say T and H?
I thought it was T and H.
Yeah, I think it says T and H. But it's so great. It's so special. I love it. It turned out spectacularly well. If you want to see it, you can go to my Instagram at Heather Dubrow and go look at the finished product. It's pretty spectacular. And I have to tell you, Terry loves it.
Good.
Okay, I know. Good. Yeah. He loves it. But the house is not going that fast.
What do you mean?
Well, it was supposed to be done in December, and then it got pushed to January, which I thought was a good idea because moving in December during the holidays would have been a disaster. Then it got pushed to February, and then I was sitting with Jessica Calvert, my designer, and we were talking about wallpaper and when we can move furniture in and that kind of thing, and our project manager said, oh, probably you could start doing that by the end of March, beginning. And I went, whoa. Back it up, brother. Because for those of you who don't know, Terry and I are writing a book together. We're very excited about it. We're working very hard on it. It's going to be really fun. And it's basically Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig. It's Terry and I going out in the world and trying all things health, wellness, and beauty on ourselves and our experiences and what we know about things. And it's a really fun book. And we're doing a launch party at our house at the end of March. And Entertainment Tonight is coming and E! News and all kinds of news media outlets. We're going to have a big party. And that was, I intended to be our first big party in the house.
Oh, so that cannot happen.
That cannot happen. I mean, I can't move it. I've told, you know, all the news outlets that this is what we're doing. I can't move it now to the Airport Hilton.
God, imagine.
No, that's not going to be sexy.
So now what? What? Can they do that? I mean, is that something that's...
Well, I feel like
speed up?
I don't know. I mean, I feel bad I didn't start grinding them months ago. You know, I think part of the problem was is that for a long time, people weren't building houses because, mm-hmm. you know, there was a recession. Mm-hmm. And so now that people are building again, all of these subs, these subcontractors are stretched because they're taking every job available. I totally get it. But the problem is it's slowing everyone down. Mm-hmm. So I sat down with Robert St. John, with our contractor, and I said, look, I love you. We've built homes together. You're the best. We got to do this faster. So mm-hmm. what can we do? And it's not me holding it up. I make decisions very quickly. I don't do a lot of change orders. You know, I'm pretty decisive. So I said, what could we do to speed this up? And he has been amazing. He's grinding on everyone. And,
that's great.
You know, I'm hoping that we can start moving in March 1st.
Oh, gosh. Well, let's cross our fingers.
I know. But then I get so overwhelmed thinking about the move because, you know, I've bought all this new stuff. So that's in this storage facility waiting to be delivered. And then there's stuff we had in the old storage facility from our last house. And then there's stuff in our rental house that we're going to take over. And then there's everyone's personal effects.
Oh, I know. I think about it every day.
Don't do it. Oh, it's so...
I dream about it.
This is why I drink champagne.
That makes two of us.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm excited about it. I mean, it's coming together really nicely. I think there's certain things in the house that are so unique to the house that I love. I love my closet.
Oh my God, that's going to be like...
It's so amazing.
And your salon that's right next to it. I mean, you're never going to leave that little quarter of your house.
The beauty salon is good. So then Terry rags on me because he says the whole house is black and white and gray.
Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah,
it is.
Well, yeah, but you have accents, right? That's why you have like pillows and decor and, to, you know, add color.
Well, here's the thing. I think that most men like earth tones. Mm-hmm. And most women like cool tones. Mm-hmm. But I do like black and gray and white and those colors, yeah. if you call them colors, those yeah. non-colors. But truthfully, I think a lot of our house has chocolate browns and wood tones. And he'll be happy.
Did you like your last house?
Well, so in the last house, I think I've told you this. In the last house, I made him sign every stone, every sample of everything. And he still hated 30%. So I figure the algorithm will probably be about the same. So I said, look, you wanted to build the house. You threw the job in my lap. Then you can't complain. If you yeah. don't want to be involved, if you want to be involved and look at it with me, that's fine. But if you don't want to be involved, you can't complain about it. It's like when you get married. When we right. got married, he goes, I love you. I'm so glad we're getting married. Do I have to look at flowers and place settings? I said, no, you don't have to look at any of it. As a matter of fact, I'd prefer it that
yeah.
way. But as long as you're going to be happy with whatever do, because I don't care what you do. I don't care what color anything is. This is important to you. You do it the way you want. I love you. I just tell me where to be and lay out my clothes.
There you go.
And he was so good about it. And we actually had a really good time at our wedding. So that was very, very good.
Good. So hopefully he'll be the same way with the house.
Well, we'll see. But I figure I'll get him a little liquored up before I take him in and show him everything. And then
he'll love it.
He's going to love it.
Has he seen the tree?
He's seen the tree. He did not understand the tree till it went in. Now he loves the tree.
Good.
And it's really, it's just all come together. It's
good.
Funny because Terry is such a genius at picturing how tissue and skin comes apart and goes back together in different ways. But he can't picture brick and mortar. I don't know. But anyway, so that's the update on the house. But if you want to see pictures, you can go to my Instagram at Heather Dubrow and see that. Well, it is the holidays, and I think it's so important to, you know, show our kids how to give back. Because, oh my gosh, they get so much at the holidays, especially my kids' birthdays are all near the holidays, which, you know, is a bummer for them because it's like presents in, mm-hmm. in a 4-week period and then nothing else the rest of the year. But, you know, I want them to be grounded. I want them to learn, you know, about charitable functions and how to give back. So one of the things that we do is we work with an organization called Miracles for Kids. And I've talked about them a lot, but I love this organization because what they do is it's not like Make-A-Wish where they take a sick child and grant a wish for them. They really support the entire family. So they're helping the sick child and they're helping everyone else because when a child is sick, it affects everyone in the family. And of course, that the money goes to that child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's other children there that in the family maybe that, you know, aren't getting as much because they have to take care of this ill child. So I love this organization. I love what they do for kids and their families. And this year we've adopted 2 families. So we got their wish lists and we're buying everything that they wanted, but that's not enough. You know, you can talk to your kids about that and you can give money and we do all of that. But I want them to understand where it's going and work for it. So this year we're going to be packing baskets and delivering them to a lot of these families.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I really want them to see. I want them to work. I want them to experience it. And because you get such a sense of accomplishment when you've done something so good for someone else. Mm-hmm. So I love doing that with them. We're going to be doing that this year. And I'm so glad that Coco is now 5 and so she can participate. I mean, it's a little lost on her, but I think if you start them at that age and it's just something they grow up doing, it just becomes part of their fiber yeah. of who they are. And I think that is very special.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. I'm definitely going to do that with my kids. So thank you for teaching me that.
Yeah, it's great. We also worked on the Happiness Project this year. My friend Lindsay Dickout is in charge of this incredible organization, and they basically take over South Coast Plaza after it closes and bus people in, these children from shelters and all kinds of places all over the county, and have booths and food and games and gifts. And it's just so special and so amazing to watch these kids light up and have this incredible experience. So I'm so glad that we could be a part of all of these organizations and that my kids can too. So I hope everyone at home is having an incredible holiday season and spending a lot of family time, because at the end of the day, that's what's important. You know, the gift, who cares? Spend time with your families. You know, life is funny. Life changes on a dime. You never know what's going to happen. And so spending quality time with your kids, with your family, that's what's important out of life. I mean, on Christmas morning, we get up, we see what Santa brought, we open our presents from each other, and then we sit around the table. I do the same thing every year. I make biscuits, I make eggs and bacon, and we go through everyone's holiday cards that they've sent us, mm-hmm. and we pass them around the table, and everyone says like something nice about who's on the card.
Oh, that's fun.
Like, oh, it's my friend, that's Susie, and she's in my mm-hmm. class, and she's so cool, and we have fun on the swings together, and it's a really nice tradition.
Oh, I like that. That's sweet.
Yeah, it's a nice way for us all to sit down as a family and just be together and talk about who's important in our lives.
Yeah, I like that. You didn't send a card out this year, right?
I know. You want to know something funny? Last year was the first time I ever sent a card out. We take a picture every year, but I never sent the card out until last year. And then this year, we didn't even take a picture.
Why is that, though?
I don't know, because time got away from me.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm just going to take a little mental picture. And I'll try to do better next year.
There you go.
Okay, maybe what we'll do, I have a great idea. When we move into the house, mm-hmm. let's have Rod come, who shot our house last time before we moved, the one we built. He did such an incredible job. Why don't we have him come and do a photo shoot for us in the house when it's done, and then we can send out a We've Moved card.
There you go.
It's like a holiday card, only several months later. And we can blame the builder because it could have been a holiday card had they been on time. Okay, let's move on to my beauty tip of the week. I love, love, love finding deals, and especially when they work. So I have to tell you about my hairspray. Every hairdresser that whenever I bring this, they laugh. They think I'm ridiculous. It is Elnett hairspray. I love it. It's my favorite hairspray. It's really inexpensive. It's amazing. You can layer it on. It doesn't get sticky. You can brush through it. It is the best hairspray ever. And it comes in little sizes that you can bring on the plane. So that's my beauty tip of the week. Go get it. They sell it at the drugstore. It's so good. It comes in this big gold can. It's cute. It's the best hairspray ever. I love, love, love it. And I love the smell. Okay, and our hippest, hottest, newest of the week, we owe this one to Kylie Jenner. Thank you, Kylie Jenner, for constantly changing the color of your hair because the hippest, hottest, newest thing to do is dye your hair.
Yeah, everyone is doing it.
So my daughter, Max, asked me like a few months ago if she could color her hair, and I said, no, of course you can't. And then I see everyone's coloring their hair because of Kylie Jenner,
yeah.
And I thought, you know what? She just turned 12. She's a preteen. If she wants to do this, it's not permanent.
Right.
And, you know, it fades over time, and she's got this gorgeous hair. And I thought, why not? Let her do it. So I said yes, and she's dyeing her hair purple.
Oh, with purple? That's what she decided?
That's what she decided. I don't think she's doing the whole thing. I think she's just doing the tips.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, yeah.
But she has super long hair, so I think it's an ombre thing that starts in the middle and goes down.
Oh my gosh. That is so... Well, I like that it can, you know, with a few washes, it'll just completely wash out. So that's good. You know, it's not like at that age, it's permanent. It's going to be there forever.
Yeah. And it doesn't damage their hair. So I think it's absolutely fine. And Ashley Stewart at Bellagio is doing her hair. And she's such a great gal. She does Terry's hair too. And she said that it fades out with each wash. So you have to get a sulfate-free shampoo. Because I think if you have a harsh detergent, it'll wash out faster. Right. And she says it costs between $95 and $130, depending on how much you're going to color. Yeah. So I know this is incredibly expensive, but if you have a kid who wants this, that would be a great gift also to give to someone and put it in a card and stick it under the tree.
Yeah, like here, go to the salon and pamper yourself.
Yeah, why not? And as far as I'm concerned, you know, if it's something that's reversible. If you get a tattoo, it's very hard to get off. If you get a piercing somewhere, sometimes those holes don't close. Mm. Coloring your hair, no big deal. Creative, fun, express yourselves. And I'm just excited for her.
Love that. Yeah.
But we have to change her wardrobe now.
I don't think so. Not with Max.
No. Okay, good. Yeah. So like I said, my friends are coming today. A bunch of my besties are coming. And I'm so excited to talk to them. We have a lot to talk to them about. But it's interesting because, you know, I've noticed that I've had friends that have come in and out of my life over the years. And, you know, it just made me think, you know, why people exit your life and why you exit people from your life. There's this new term. Have you heard of this term called ghosting?
I have. But what exactly?
Well, ghosting is basically the act of suddenly ceasing all communication with someone. So basically, you just... I always say, go dark.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You just go dark.
Yeah.
I don't think I do that. I think what I do is sort of elegantly extract myself. Like, just not be available so much and not return the call so quickly and not text so often and not make plans so often. And just before you know it, you're not really friends with that person anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
But the question is why? I mean, why do you do that? I think personally, sometimes it's because they're not a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's more than that because I know there have been people in my life that weren't bad people, but for some reason, they didn't make me feel good about myself or I didn't like who I was when I was with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I don't like the way I feel when I'm with this person. I feel anxious or I feel like I'm having to play one up or something. And so those kind of people aren't worth it.
Yeah, and that's a big person of you to be able to acknowledge that and then step away from the situation.
Yeah, but I don't like scenes and I don't like the drama, so that's why I just sort of back away.
Yeah.
I feel like life is very short. We all are very busy people, busy lives, families, careers, whatever it is that everyone does. And so, you know, it's hard enough to see the people you love and want to spend time with. So to have friends that aren't appropriate for you or don't make you feel good or don't support you or don't make you the best you can be, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. Yeah, absolutely.
So I know they're close. I can hear the corks popping. Some of my besties are coming up, my real Housewives of Orange County. So stay tuned. Apparently, some of my fans have still been shopping at Amazon without first accessing my personal Amazon banner at Podcast One. So here's the deal. If you go to podcastone.com and you click on Killer Deals, you'll see that I have my own banner for Heather Dubrow's World. You click on it, and if you shop for everything that you need on Amazon, you don't pay any more. It's the regular prices that you'd usually pay on Amazon, but it supports my show, and this is what keeps podcasting for free. So have you started all of your holiday shopping? Do you still have more things to do? Do you like to browse and then buy later? Whatever it is you do, if you don't like crowds, you don't want to go to the mall, by the way, I don't blame you. I don't like to do those things either. Go to podcastone.com, click on Killer Deals. It couldn't be easier. And there it is, Heather Dubrow's World. Killer Deals is right there in the menu bar. Select my show, and you will be directed to the Amazon banners that include my unique URL, as well as the sponsors who bring you my podcast every week. Click and shop. And when you use my code, you still get all those holiday sale prices. And for all my listeners in Canada and the UK, I've got links for you too. So check it out and buy the products you already planned on purchasing. They're not any more money. Just use my Amazon page first. And you will support my show and we will keep podcasting free.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's World.
Okay, I've known these girls for a very long time. I think they're slightly champed out. Please welcome my friends, the real housewives of Orange County. Yay. Nancy Bellow.
Hey, Heather.
Danya Dopkin.
Hello.
Stacey Holder.
Hi.
And Lisa Heil.
Hello.
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 So go to my Instagram right now and go look at the picture I posted so you can follow along. Not you guys. Oh, my God. I swear to you, every single one of them just picked up their phone to look at their Instagram. I meant everyone listening so they know who you are. So you'll recognize Nancy Bellow. You've been on the show a few times.
Yes.
So Nancy and her husband Mike own Bellow Family Vineyards.
Yes.
And they've been dear friends for a long time. And then there's Danya Dopkin. Danya's husband. She's nodding. You can talk. Okay.
Yes.
Danya's husband is a brain surgeon.
Neurosurgeon. Yes.
Is there a difference between brain surgeon and neurosurgeon?
Well, he does spine surgery also, so technically, yes.
So there you go, neurosurgeon.
Yes.
That's Danya. And then there's Stacy, whose husband is an entrepreneur.
Hello.
Hello. And Lisa Heil. Danya, you've been on the show too. Stacy, you've been on the show. You were at my name-changing party?
No, I was at the hoedown.
You were at the hoedown? Right, you were at the hoedown.
I was at the hoedown.
Okay, and Lisa Heil, she was a hoe at the hoedown.
Yes, yes I was.
And you've been on the show. I think your husband's been on the show more than you.
Maybe. I don't know.
David Heil.
Yes.
Clothier to the stars. So you know what's funny? I just said what all of your husbands do and not what you do.
That's true.
Oh. Well,
are we not that important?
No, you are important. But it's funny because, you know, I took a break. I had 4 kids in 7 years. I didn't work for a while. And then I started working again. So I'm not sure I know the answer to this question from all of you. But Nancy, I know you had a clothing store.
Sure.
But before you had your kids, like what did you do? You met Mike really young.
Really young. Yes.
Did you work when you were younger?
Yes. I used to work for the bank, actually, as a teller.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that. So you were a bank teller.
I was a bank teller.
Do you like not working?
Yes.
But that's good. You know, I like working. I just feel like, you know, I had a hard time being home at first with the kids because I was just used to always working and being out and doing stuff. So it was odd for me. And Danya, you are a surgical tech.
Yes.
And so
I'm retired at the moment.
You are retired. So yes. You haven't worked in like 2 years, right?
Since I've had my daughter, yes.
Okay. So you had your 4th child.
Yes.
And she's adorable. Yes. And so are you planning to go back?
Yes. Every week I plan to go back, and it never happens. But yes, I'm planning to.
Okay, because Danya operates with her husband.
Yes, do brain and spine surgery with them.
Isn't that
amazing?
Cute? Gosh,
I
isn't
know,
that great?
I forget that about her. I mean, she's so beautiful, and then she's in the operating room. It's
smart and gorgeous.
She's smart and gorgeous.
That's how we met, so I try to keep it back to that at some points.
But is it nice being in the OR together?
Yes, it's good. It's kind of like, you know, before you dated, you still remember what qualities you really had passion for.
It's got to be kind of like a turn on.
I was going to say.
I would think.
Yeah. I was going to say, is it foreplay? Like you look at each other over the masks? Like, okay, we'll meet you later.
It's good. You know, he's got so much power all of a sudden.
Very hot.
And then at home, it doesn't happen.
Very
hot. What about you, Stacey? What did you do?
Okay, well, it's
scandalous. Way back. I was a waitress at like from 15 years old to like 21. And then after college, I was a wholesale loan rep for, which is where I met my husband.
Lisa?
Yes, I worked. I started babysitting at 12.
Is that on your resume still?
That's on my resume. Yeah, I was
God, we're going way back.
We're reaching.
Jeez. Well, own the neighborhood, yes. Yeah, and then was an interior designer for a while and worked after the birth of all three children. And so would like to go back sometime, I think, in the future.
Oh, no, don't. Yeah.
I start on Heather's house.
Yeah, can you come to my house? I have issues.
You don't need me.
So I'm joking calling you guys the real Housewives of Orange County, but you are. So I'm curious, how many of you watched the show before I joined the show?
I did.
Lisa did.
I saw it too.
Stacey didn't.
Yes.
Danya, you did.
Yeah. Yes.
And Nancy, you did. So what do you think the difference is between the Real Housewives of Orange County on the show and people you know in Orange County? Do you think that Orange County Housewives are depicted correctly on the show?
In a nutshell, no.
No? Why don't you think, Stace?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't think that... In the girlfriends that I see in Orange County, I don't see girls. I see girls more supportive of each other in real life. I feel like there's a lot of jealousy between them, or a lot of takedown sort of situations.
You don't think that happens in real life?
I do, but not. I don't know. I think as we get older, we find our people that really want good things for us. Do you know
Absolutely.
What I mean? I feel like
I don't think that's ever happened with us as a group of friends.
No, I think it's more amplified on TV, too. More
right, they need to make
exaggerated
it dramatic
a bit,
and interesting.
Well, also, when you have cameras following you around and you're all together, it's like a ticking time bomb. I mean, they really like take a bunch of people and they put us in a jar and shake it for a while.
I guess if we were together.
But we get to choose. You really don't get to choose who, I mean.
That's a very good point. They cast people onto the show. Mm-hmm. They bring new people on the show. And they try to keep it connected. I think they're getting better at doing that. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the reasons why this was such a highly rated season, because they were actually real relationships and people... who were, you know, it wasn't self-produced, it was real.
Right.
Yeah.
You think?
It felt that
That's
way.
That's a good
season.
Point. Yeah.
What do you think people that watch the show would be surprised knowing about me if they only knew me from television?
I think how involved you are with your kids.
Right, because you think
hands
that
on.
People think that I have like 400 staff.
Nannies, right. Yeah.
I think that you're funny. I think you come off funny on the show sometimes, but I think you're funnier in person. You're more funny.
more funny, whatever the right word is.
I think it's pretty true.
I think it's a true depiction. Yeah,
you do? It's just me?
I do, too.
I think it's you.
Yeah.
Did you think, a lot of people said that this season, people that know me, thought that this season I was the most me than any other season.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. I think you were more laid back this season.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I thought so, too. Do you have any favorite Real Housewife moments? Doesn't have to include me.
Think about that.
So many.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Well, let me ask this question. This might spark it. I keep talking about this season in particular because I thought it was interesting that there wasn't a lot of petty drama and table flipping and screaming, that it was more sort of emotional things going on and real life scenarios, and people really responded to it. So my question is, what do you want to see when you watch the show? Do you like the crazy drama when it's over the top and insane, or do you like just sort of peeking into the curtains of someone else's life?
Maybe peeking into the curtains of someone else's life. Yeah, I think the drama gets to be too much. It's why do you want to see that?
See, that's how I feel about watching Beverly Hills, because that was the only housewife show that I'd seen before joining Orange County, because we knew Paul Nassif and Adrian Maloof. So we started watching it. You know, it's like a soap opera, so you get hooked on it. But what I like, when I like watching Beverly Hills, because I want to see where they're having dinner.
Exactly.
And what they're wearing.
Right,
and
the
that's what
I love.
Yeah.
But that's also someone, you know, that you can relate somehow in their life or be envious of how they're living their life. But it's a relatable situation, I think.
Okay.
I really enjoy the traveling scenes, though.
That's what I was going to say.
I love that.
You always text me. You're like, they're going where?
I love
it. They went where?
Yeah. I enjoy
seeing that. And the Bora Bora was pretty cool.
You know, whether we've been there or not, it's always fun to see something that we haven't seen before.
Are you guys surprised that they're doing two new franchises? Do you know this?
No. I saw last
night. What are they doing?
They're doing The Real Housewives of Potomac and The Real Housewives of Dallas.
Oh, I've been waiting for that one.
I didn't see
That's
Dallas.
Gonna be That'll good.
That'll be good.
Well, Nancy, you know a lot of people in Dallas.
Dallas. Yeah. Oh, they're bigger than life there. That's gonna be great.
Yeah, I'm sort of curious to see that. That one's not coming out till later in the year. I barely know where Potomac is.
We're going
to
say.
That's going to be
You're like, where?
Where?
That's nice.
Huh. No, I'm not Magellan. Geography is really not my strong suit. But I believe it's Maryland.
Oh, okay.
So, but when we're talking about friendships, something that I was talking about earlier, have you ever heard the term ghosting?
No.
No.
So ghosting, you know how I always say go dark? Now we do. Mm-hmm. We always say go dark. Okay, so we know it. So ghosting is kind of the same thing. It's when you basically just stop talking to someone.
Okay.
So my thing is, and someone just said how in this group we haven't had any of that. We have had that.
We have in the past.
We have had that in the past. But I think as we get older, you weed people out of your life. And right. Sometimes it means they're not a good person. Sometimes I think it means they're fine. They're just not right for you.
Right.
And they don't make you feel good. I'm just wondering what you think. What is it? I mean, what would make you want to eliminate someone from your life, to ghost someone? Because I know on Orange County this year, you know, we talked a lot about Vicky and what happened with Brooks and the lies, and everyone's been pissed and people have been talking about, you know, I'm not going to film with her. I'm not this. I'm not that. But the question is, like, what is that line that someone could cross that would make you go, I can't be friends with this person?
So many.
Wow. It's mostly a loyalty issue, I would think, for me.
Mm-hmm. Or if it's too exhausting daily to keep a friendship.
Too much drama.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Right, because life is short. And, you know, I always say, you know, you don't even have enough time to spend with the people that you love.
Right.
Right.
So why would you take time?
No, it's quality over quantity, for sure.
Yes.
For sure. Especially as you get older.
No, we had an incident, you know, with one of our friends a few years ago that, you know, wasn't very happy with me, I guess, getting on the show. And, you know, I just felt like there was a moment for me personally where I could have just, like, it would have been easier just to stay friends and all that. And then I just couldn't do it.
No.
I just couldn't do it. I just felt like, and I remember saying to you guys, like, if you want to be friends with her, you go be friends with her. I'm totally cool if I get left out of stuff. But I just got to a point where I said, you know what? I want to be with people that love me, that are successful themselves, that I want them to be successful. Right. I want, you know, to help each other. And I just didn't feel like that person we were getting that from.
No, I think it goes back to what Stacey said, loyalty. I mean, you need friends that have your back and that are supportive.
When we would go out, all of us, when we would go out, the last thing you want to feel is when you're leaving the room
that someone's talking
about you.
That's not a good situation.
Exactly. No. And so here's the thing. When we're filming Orange County and you're at a table, you don't pee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get up from the table. I'm not kidding.
That's so uncomfortable.
Which is not that far from real life. I mean, depending on who you're hanging
out with. If that's how you're going to realize,
no, but that's her point.
Friends,
that's right. Yeah. But that's Nancy's point. Nancy's point is if you have to get up from the table and feel that way.
Well, you have to take them with you.
Right.
You go into the restroom as a group.
No, but it's totally
true. Girls always go together.
That's why we go together, so no one talks about us. But it's true. But I feel like, you know, we do have to do that on the show because you will be talked about. Mm, right. But, you know, in real life, I always felt like one of the things that I love about this group of friends is that they're all, when you go look at their picture on Instagram right now, not you girls in the room, but everyone listening, when you see their pictures, you're going to see they're all beautiful. I mean, beautiful girls inside and out, husbands all very successful. They're all very successful, beautiful kids, great families. And, you know, I always felt like when we would go out, and we've talked about this a lot, but when we would go out, that it was great. Like, I would go home. I wouldn't think about it.
No.
I wouldn't think, like,
never had to worry about that.
Go home with happy thoughts.
So I'm going to go around the table, and I want to hear, because we talk a lot on the show about beauty tips and beauty finds. So I want to hear your best beauty secret.
Oh, don't start with
that. Okay, I'll start with Nancy.
Oh, my gosh.
Beauty secret.
My beauty secrets.
It can be something inexpensive.
Oh, I do the worst.
What?
I sleep with my makeup on.
Oh,
this is not a good beauty secret.
I'm sorry.
And it clogs your pores,
I think,
Nance.
It's working for her, though. She's beautiful.
It's a good point.
Yeah. And when Ashley does my makeup,
yeah,
I keep my eyelashes on for the next day.
You do?
Well, yes. I have to sleep appropriately, though.
Yeah, I can't move.
Don't move. Put your head softly in the
pillow. I'm sure Mike loves that.
Well, yeah. So, Yes. He's like, oh, Lord, you still have your makeup.
Looks well, good.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I know I am. I am not good about that, taking my makeup off.
How about your favorite beauty product?
Olive oil.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I use olive oil on my skin.
You do?
And my hands.
Instead
so
of a
dry.
Moisturizer?
Mm-hmm.
Day and night?
That's interesting.
Well, I usually do it at night, really. So, because it's, you know, it's oil.
Right.
But if you leave it on like 20 minutes, you would be surprised how much gets saturated into your skin.
And then you wash it off?
And then you just wipe it off, yeah.
I love that. That yeah. is a great beauty tip. I yeah. love that. Danya, what's yours?
At the moment, I love my beauty blender for the foundation, the little pink sponge.
Yeah, that is great.
That's
I
great.
Love it.
Oh, I don't have one of those.
Have
I've seen
one
that,
those.
Though.
They're great.
Why do you like that so much?
I think it just blends everything perfectly. The other ones are also firm, I think.
Do you wet it?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. Depends how much of a hurry I'm in.
Yeah. That's great.
I love yeah. that, too.
Yeah, yeah, you go through. They last pretty long. And then you can wash them, too, with soap.
Oh. Oh, so you reuse them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a one-time thing.
No, they last a long time.
That's good.
Yeah.
Stace?
Well, I'm really fair, so I like the L'Oreal Sublime Bronze little wipes that you can wipe on your legs to cover up, you know, just to even yourself out, cover up veins, things like that.
Oh,
any
so
kind of
it's
imperfections
like,
on your legs.
So it's a bronzer towelette?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Does it come off on your clothes or the car?
No, because I do it at night before I go to bed and then the next day.
Oh. And it nice. Comes on even?
Yes, it does. Yeah, I mean, you have to get pretty good at doing it and make sure you get all the spots, but yeah. And it's not a fake-looking kind of tan yeah. or orangey or anything like that. It's very, you know, yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, Lisa.
Like
I'm a total beauty junkie, as you know.
I know. I will try by the way, beauty whore.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm currently obsessed with my Consult Beauty.
Oh.
The cleanser, the
oh,
serum.
What did you say? Could yeah.
did you
say that?
Could you say that again for the
no,
phone number?
No, the Consult Beauty.
Consult
1-800.
No. Really do love it. The cleanser, the serum, the moisturizer.
Thank you.
Love. And I try everything. I buy everything. I love it. I think also pampering yourself a little bit, facials or a mask, even if you do it at home. Like sometimes I'll just throw on a mask at home. I think that's...
It's nice because you feel like a little rejuvenated.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. So we're also talking, obviously it's the holidays, and we've been talking about Miracles for Kids. Actually, Lisa's husband, David Heil, is on the board of Miracles for Kids, which is how I got involved in the first place. So we're sponsoring two families this year. Okay. And the kids are going with me to pack the baskets and deliver and do all that
so
stuff.
Because
it is yeah, great. And I just think it's so important to get them involved and teach them gratitude because, I mean, I know that a lot of us have talked about this, about what to get the kids for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, honestly, what's left?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so they have everything, which right. is great. And I'm glad we can do that for them. But how do you teach them to be grounded and, you know, appreciate everything and realize that there's so many kids that don't have anything? So yeah. what do you guys do?
We're doing the same thing as you. We adopted a family through Miracle for Kids, and we're doing the baskets. And I made the kids go with me to pick out all the list for the adopt-a-family. It's a start. I mean, it's kind of hard to ground them. But
do you think they understood? Did they get it?
Yes, the two. I took Ryan and Logan, so they're old enough, 11 and 8. So they're old enough to, you know, and they had the list, and we went through the store and picked out everything and what we think we should get, what they wanted. And so I think it was good.
I love that they're doing it in the schools because I know Katarina's in third grade and today they took them. They had to do chores at home and they had a list and they had to earn money and then the school took them to Target to basically do the same thing. Like the school adopted some
toys.
Families and pick out toys.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Yes.
Yeah. I
loved
that. At Jack's school too. Was nice. Then they hosted a breakfast and had, you know, had these families come and have breakfast with the kids.
Yeah.
And it was nice.
Great. That's great. I know. Well, we've been involved with Miracles for Kids, like you said, for about 8 years now. So, you know, we've been involved a long time and have always taught the children how important it is to give back. And there are so many people that have so much less than we do. And through church, we do a lot of things. So I'm constantly talking to them about it.
Is that how you keep them grounded? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the homes that we live in and the places that we go with the kids, it's hard.
Yeah. It's very hard.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For my kids, I was glad I took them to the Disneyland Hotel last year and the Grand Californian, that
right.
place.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked in and it was the grossest room ever. I mean, I'm not kidding. It was a fortune, too. It was so gross. There were six of us and it was bunk beds and a trundle and a thing in the corner for cocoa and a queen of all of us in one room.
One room.
And we walked in and the kids looked at the bunk beds and they went, this is the best room ever. And they were so excited. And Tara and I looked at each other and like, seriously? Okay, never taking them to the Four Seasons again. Don't need to spend that kind of money on them. But I was actually so glad that they didn't, that they loved it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just like Target clothes. They don't know
right.
the difference.
They don't know the difference, which is so great. And I constantly have to remind myself of that, that they don't know the difference. They don't need to go to the Four Seasons every time.
But I do.
And you should.
And I should. I deserve it at this point.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's so funny. Yeah. So what is everyone, what are we doing for New Year's? Are we all getting,
are we
all going?
What are we doing for New Year's?
What are we doing?
I think I made a reservation.
Yeah.
I think David made a reservation.
Okay.
Okay, we're good.
So at least we're together.
We're together.
So do you guys have any, tell me a holiday tradition that everyone has that would be different than what other people do. Do you have any interesting holiday traditions?
Not really. Every year I say I'm going to just be more mellow, relax, really enjoy being at home and
it never ends
baking
up that
cookies
way.
Yeah. And doing all that. And life is so busy, yeah. So I don't know.
I think the only thing we do is we pick out new ornaments for the year.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So we'll go and pick them out, and they get one, whether they're playing sports or computers or driving. Tyler got a one that said new driver, and it's a license plate.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
And it has just little things
kind of
so we can
cute.
Remember.
That's
yeah,
cute.
Remember
I may have to
year.
Steal that one from you.
Yeah, it's a good one.
We
it's
didn't
the only one we have.
Yeah. We used to do that. We didn't do it this year because there's no room on the tree.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
There's so many ornaments.
You must have traditions.
We do, you know, we celebrate Hanukkah and we make latkes and do all that dreidel stuff. And
yeah, I want to be invited this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, next year in the house.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any questions for me? Anything you want to talk about?
Oh, I'd like to know.
Yeah.
What do you feel about how you live in Orange County versus the other places in the country where you've lived?
Oh, you know, I came from New York, transplanted to LA, and dragged down to Orange County. That's how I think about my life.
How different is Orange County to you?
Well, you know, it's funny because I started in the suburbs in New York. So to me, Orange County is the suburbs.
Yeah.
It's very much like that. I mean, where I grew up was very more rural. You know, there was lots of trees. We didn't have street lights. It was snowing. I learned how to drive and you know, ice and snow and windy, hilly roads. It was
not
crazy.
Orange County.
No, certainly not Orange County. But what I'm saying is it had, you know, even though Orange County is a really big place, I feel like it still has a small town feel to it. Like Newport Beach is not, it feels like a small town. I feel like you know everyone.
Yes. True.
Don't you think?
Yes.
So I feel like I went from there, I went to college, went to LA, which even though it's not Manhattan, I mean, it's a city and it's very spread out. And you know, I think the thing that's hard about LA is that you're just always in your car. So you don't, there's not a lot of person-to-person interaction.
True.
I think it's more the suburbs down in Orange County.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever move back to New York?
I don't think I'd ever move back to New York permanently. Mm-hmm. I would love to maybe have a place there, or I would love to do like a stint. Like if I had a show I was doing there and had to live there for 6 months, I would absolutely move the kids there and go do something like that. Absolutely. But I think honestly with kids, it's so hard to be in the city. I know people do it and they do it incredibly well, but I sort of enjoy how easy it is with our good weather and our large parking spaces and being able to get in my car. And it's just, it's a different life being in the city.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love visiting. I love going back. I love the energy of the city. So I miss that part. But now Terry and I go back so much that I feel like I get that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I love you guys very much. And I'm very happy that you came up here. Thanks for schlepping up to do my show.
You're welcome.
Anything for you.
And I just want to say that, you know, if you knew these women, they are incredible. I mean, truly, I always talk about this, about what it is that takes a good friend, that, you know, you're a friend. I think it's easy to be a friend to people when times are tough. I think it's harder to be a friend when someone's successful. And what I love about this group is that they're all incredibly successful. Their families are successful. Their children are successful. And we all love each other and only want the best for each other. And when you can find friends like that, and you can be, even if you can only find one friend like that, you're way ahead of the game. So I consider myself very lucky. And I love you all. And I wish you all a beautiful, beautiful holiday.
Thank you, Heather. We feel the same.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Guess what?
What?
It's really easy to stay up to date on everything that happens on this and all your favorite Podcast One shows.
Nice!
Just follow us at Podcast One on Twitter Or you can see what we're up to firsthand on Facebook and Instagram. New show releases, special guests, crazy stuff, and everything you want or need to know. At Podcast One. Oh yeah, and make sure you slide over to iTunes and subscribe to this show ASAP. That way you get them delivered to you as soon as they hit the shelves.
Okay.
And of course, you can always get all the scoop you need at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
Aren't they great?
They're so fun. Yeah, they're so great when they're all together.
I know. We have a very, very nice group.
Yeah.
Okay, so what... I think we have some calls.
I know. I love hearing these calls.
So we're doing some Dear Heather calls. Who do we have on the line, Ray?
We have Maria from the Inland Empire. Hold on one sec.
Hi, Maria. You're on with Heather.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I caught up on your last podcast about anniversaries, first dates, and it got me thinking about my situation. So I'm 43 years old. I've been married once before, divorced, engaged. He passed away, and ever since then, he passed away 9 years ago.
Okay.
I have been in a relationship for the past 7 years. However, he's always traveling, so it's kind of hard to have a fully committed relationship. So is there something wrong with me because I'm not, like, panicking or worrying about wanting to hurry up and be married, or do you think that that's okay? Because I think it's okay. I mean, I don't know.
Is someone making you feel like it's not okay?
Yes. People are making it seem like, okay, what's wrong with you? And then when I hear people talking about anniversaries and all that, then I, you know, start to question myself and my relationship, and maybe I should leave this person and find someone else. And then I thought, well, no, because if someone else, you know, was interested in me, they would have, you know, found me. I don't know.
But you're happy. You love this guy.
I am, yes.
I feel like, you know what, I think it's really hard. I think society places so much pressure on people. I mean, even our families do. I remember, you know, it's like as soon as you start dating someone in your 20s, well, when are you going to get married? When are you going to get married? When are you going to get engaged? And when are you going to get married? And then as soon as you get married, when are you going to have kids? When are you going to have kids? When are you going to move into a house? You know, it's like you're supposed to be on this schedule. I think what's great about modern day times is that whatever works for you and makes you happy is exactly what you should do. I don't think you should feel pressure from anyone. Maybe they're unhappy.
So then it's okay that I'm not, like, worried and panicked and looking for someone to, you know, get married to or anything.
No, I think it would be worrisome if you were worried and panicked.
Okay.
If you're happy in your relationship, look, some people can't handle people that travel. Right now, Terry's traveling for this Botched by Nature show he's doing, and I hate it. I don't like having him away. I like him home. I don't like the separation, but I have friends whose husbands travel a lot, and they love it. They love that they get their alone time, and then they get their couple time. It's really always what works for you. So it sounds like you like the arrangement.
I do, but, you know, like I said, pressure from everywhere, and then it has me thinking maybe something's wrong with me, or maybe I should be, you know, panicking, and maybe, you know, years are going to go by, and I'm going to get older, and I'm going to end up with nobody, so. But
you're in a committed relationship with this person, right?
Yes.
Then I don't see what the problem is. You know, a ring doesn't do anything. Please, there's plenty of married people that cheat on each other, that run away. You know, what does the ring matter?
Right, and that's how I feel. And like I said, I've already been there, done that as far as marriage. Wasn't the best. And, you know, again, like I said, I was engaged, and unfortunately he passed away. And so marriage is the last thing on my mind. So, I mean, that's okay, right?
It's totally okay. You sound balanced and happy with your relationship and your situation. And you know what? Don't let anyone take away your happiness or your power.
Awesome. I love you so much. And I, like I said, I've been listening to your podcast and catching up and stuff. So I'm like, I'm going to get her opinion and see what she thinks.
I love it. Well, thank you so much and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Next up, I have Allie.
Hi, Allie. You're on with Heather.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just have a question for you.
Yes.
I'm a new mom, and I just was wondering, what is your go-to
What would you have advice for a new mom? And have you have any go-to tips or?
Yes. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Room temperature. Everything room temperature. Don't heat it. Don't chill it.
Okay. You got it.
I'm telling you, I remember when I had the twins, and I had the twins first, and I had never been around babies at all, so it was all new to me. And there were these girls, like, heating bottles, stopping at 7-Eleven to heat the bottles, and I was like, I got two, I got to be user-friendly here. So I didn't heat anything, I didn't cool anything. I'm like, they don't know any better, it's fine. Yep. Rice cereal, room temperature, they don't know.
You're right, absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
Good luck to you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Next up, I have Angel from New Jersey.
Hi, Angel. You're on with Heather.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Is this really you?
It's really me.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Hi. What's your question?
My question is, what's it like to have cameras following you around? Like, do you act like... Is it normal for you? Like, are you used to cameras following you around? Did it take a while for you to get used to that?
That's a good question, and it did take me a while. You know, I was an actress for many years, but the reality thing was a whole different ball game. So, yeah, it was very uncomfortable. It's not like the real world where they're filming you 24/7, so you know the cameras are coming. It's not a surprise. But, yeah, I think that especially the first season, I was really buttoned up and nervous, and I kept thinking was, oh my gosh, you know, my mom's going to see this, or my sister, or my friends, and what are they going to say? And
yeah,
it was very weird. But now I have to say, now I feel very comfortable. That's why I feel like this season in particular, I was the most myself, because I was finally comfortable with the whole thing.
Yes, me and my mom watch, you guys are our favorite season, and me and my mom, you are our favorite. We always talk about how you are, like, the most natural, and you are the most classy.
Aw, you're so sweet. Thank you.
How do you and Terry make your marriage, I mean, you guys make it look so easy. Yeah, would you have any advice for, you know, people going into a marriage?
You know, it's not easy. Marriage isn't easy. You know, we have our struggles just like everybody else does. My joke is always, but it's kind of true, my advice is separate bathrooms, because I think you need to keep some mystery there. But I think the bottom line, and it's not a difficult thing, but it's communication. Because if you don't have communication, you don't have anything. You have to be honest with each other. You have to talk about stuff. And what's difficult about relationships is that when you meet someone, and Terry and I, this took a long time, you have different styles of communicating, different styles of fighting, and you really have to learn what works not just for you, but what works for the other person. Because, for example, Terry wants to walk away and talk about it later. He needs time. I want to talk about it right now. I want to get it over with, and I want to move on. That is tough. So we've come to compromise.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. And I just want to say, I saw the picture of the tree that you and Terry were kind of fighting about.
Uh-huh.
I saw you post that picture today, and I think it looks beautiful and gorgeous. So.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for watching and listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I had Katie from New Jersey.
Hi, Katie. You're on with Heather.
Hi, Heather. I can't believe I'm actually talking to you.
Hi.
So I had a question about relationships and how you know when you should end one. Because I feel like what's been happening to me lately is that I date fantastic people and I think they're great. And then I feel like someone better is out there. And then I dump them and I start dating new people and I do find someone better. But recently, I started dating someone, and we've been together for a year, and everything's fantastic, and I started getting this feeling again that, like, maybe something better is out there, and I don't know when I should stop saying that and should start really just appreciating what I've got in front of me. And everyone says, you know, when you're with the right person, you'll know it, but I don't.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask how old you are?
I am 25, so I'm still very young.
You're very young. So, you know, I feel like that whole thing about, well, first of all, the one, I think that, you know, there's definitely more than one that you can be happy with. I do believe that. And even though, you know, I love my husband. Terry is my soulmate. I love him. I cannot imagine my life without him. Had there not been Terry, if we hadn't met, there would have been someone else. And so if you told me you were 37 and you wanted to have kids and you can't settle down, then I think my answer would be different. But I think at 25, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Having fun, figuring out life, figuring out what you're doing. You don't have to have the answers at 25, and you don't have to have the one or any one.
I would agree with that.
So don't let people pressure you. I remember when I met Terry, because I was 27, they all started saying, oh, but he's a doctor, and he's Jewish, and he hasn't been married, he doesn't have kids, you should hang on to him. I'm like, well, let me see if I like him, you know? I felt like, I'm young, I have time, what's the pressure? But that's what I feel like society pressures us. They want us to, you know, your moms, they want you to get engaged, they want you to get married, they want you to have a baby, they want you to buy a house. There's this track that you're supposed to be on. That you don't have, and maybe you will be on that track, but that doesn't mean you have to be on it at 25. And I feel like when we get nervous that we're going to miss out, sometimes you can make a bad decision.
Well, and that's the thing where I was totally content just having fun. And, you know, I'm single in New York, and that's a really fantastic thing. And
honey,
and
I've been single.
25.
I've been single in New York, too. That's fun. Don't stop that.
I always joke that you're my favorite New York housewife. I'm a New York housewife. But I turned 25 and everyone started saying, this is the year you get engaged. This is the year things start happening. And I'm not ready for that. And so I keep second guessing myself. And I don't know what to do about it.
Okay, I'm looking at my assistant, Natalie, sitting here.
Like,
she's
going to
be so mad that I'm talking about this. But we have this conversation all the time because she's around the same age as you. And all of her friends are getting married and her sister's having a baby. And it's all this stuff's going on. And she feels like everyone's at this stage of life. And I said to her, you know, the truth is that if I had a crystal ball, and I'm going to say this to you too. If I had a crystal ball and I could tell you, hey, you know what? In 4 years, you are going to meet this person who's going to be so great for you. And you, this is the person you're meant to be with. So you can either suffer from now until then, or you can sort of let life happen. Because you're not sitting at, I'd be worried if you said you were sitting at home and you weren't dating and you're worried you're never going to meet anyone. Okay. But you sound like you're out there and you're enjoying life and you're dating and meeting people. So I say enjoy it. Because guess what? You can't get this time back. Once you meet that person, once you get in that relationship, and then if you decide to have children and you go down that road, there's no, you can't turn all of that back. So enjoy it now. And then you'll enjoy the other stuff later.
Thank you. This is exactly what I needed to hear.
My pleasure. So nice speaking with you.
It was nice speaking with you, too. Have a great night.
Thanks.
I love your podcast.
Thank you. Those were great questions.
Yeah, those were all great, especially that last one.
Yeah, I love taking calls. I do. I love speaking to people. Yeah. Hey, listen, everyone at home, you're not at home, maybe. Maybe you're in the car. Maybe you're at work. I hear a lot of you. By the way, I get a lot of messages from you, people saying, I'm at work, supposed to be doing my work. I'm listening to your podcast. Love that. Sorry, bosses. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you for listening. Do me a favor. Go to iTunes and leave me a review. I would love that. I would love to hear from you. I want to hear what you want to hear more of. Leave me a review. Follow me on social media at Heather Dubrow. You can go to my website, heatherdubrow.com, for updates on my house and appearances and all kinds of things. I'm wishing you all a fabulous, fabulous holiday, wonderful new year, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.